We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Resurrection, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 15, 12-13. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? I have just read from the King James Version. It is surprising that some people claim to believe in a future resurrection of the dead, yet deny that Christ himself was raised from the dead, or that he is the Son of God. Such a position is inconsistent. The Christian hope of resurrection is inseparably connected to the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. Believers in Christ affirm the resurrection because we believe that our Lord and Savior rose bodily from the grave. His resurrection is not symbolic or spiritual language. It is a historical and physical reality. Because he rose, we who belong to him are assured that we too will rise. As members of his body, his victory over death guarantees our own. The scriptures foretold his suffering, death, and resurrection long before it happened. Isaiah 53, 3-6 speaks of his substitutionary suffering. Psalm 16:10 declares that God would not allow his Holy One to see corruption. Psalm 22 vividly describes his crucifixion. Job 19:25-26 expresses confidence in seeing God after death. Since Christ truly died and rose according to the scriptures, we can confidently believe that we too will be raised, just as the scriptures declare. For someone who rejects the resurrection of Christ, there is no solid foundation for believing in their own resurrection. Paul makes it clear that if Christ has not been raised, then faith itself collapses and the gospel loses its power. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-22. The doctrine of the resurrection is not optional. It completes the gospel message. It gives believers courage to live holy and contented lives in a temporary world. It is the hope of coming glory that frees us from living for wealth and worldly gain. When we understand the glory that will be revealed in us, we are not enslaved by the pursuit of mammon. From the earliest days of the church, the enemy has sought to obscure or distort this truth because of the power it releases. A believer who understands the resurrection lives differently. Hope reshapes priorities. Eternal perspective produces purity and endurance. Go into today remembering that the resurrection of Christ is the foundation of your future glory. Because he lives, you will live also. Prayer. Pray for yourself and for believers in your nation that the truth of the full gospel, including the resurrection, will bring deep conviction, renewed hope, and lasting transformation. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Esther 6-10. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.